65 toss power trap. That might pop wide open, Rats.
Running play coming to Garrett on a trap. Touchdown! Garrett scores.
Was it there, boys? Was that there, Rats?
Oh,
nice going, baby!
Yeah!
The mentor! 65 toss power trap! Yeah! Yeah! I told you that baby was there! Yes, sir, boys! Woo!
Put your hand over your heart and you can feel it pound out. What a moment for all of the Kansas City Chiefs. They're beating the best that the NFL has to offer out here today.
In the last game of the AFL era, it was Otis Taylor who sealed the win.
Otis Taylor, great move.
They've had enough. Chiefs are the world champions of professional football.
The Dallas Texans were born with the American Football League in 1960. They won their first championship in 1962. Then the Texans left Dallas to become the Kansas City Chiefs. By 1970, Hank Stram had led the Chiefs to two more AFL titles and a victory in Super Bowl IV. And the Chiefs went into the record books as the winningest team in the 10-year history of the AFL. The Chiefs and the American Football League were both founded by a quiet man who dreamed of bringing pro football to his hometown. Lamar Hunt is universally recognized as one of the greatest sportsmen in American history. In addition to being a principal negotiator in the AFL-NFL merger, Hunt also contributed to many facets of the game, such as helping design the playoff format, even naming the biggest game of them all. Yeah, Lamar Hunt, the founder of the Chiefs, named the Super Bowl. From the inception of the team and on through the years, the Chiefs have also been a progressive team, just like their founder, learning, growing. Whether it was on the field or behind the scenes, this franchise is known for blazing paths. Those paths were sometimes the most important paths in the annals of football history. In the offseason, Hank Stram had focused on the weaknesses exposed by the Packers in the Super Bowl. He spent two second-round draft choices in hopes of improving at middle linebacker. Willie Lanier out of Little Morgan State would compete for the position with Notre Dame's Jim Lynch.
Well, I think anytime you have a competition like the kind that Jim can provide, that we, either one of us who wins a position for the middle linebacker job, we'll be able to represent the team as the Chief would like to be represented.
It never really occurred to me that there'd never been a black middle linebacker before. Obviously, Willie Lanier wanted to be the first black middle linebacker in the NFL. And quite frankly, he deserved the position, no question. He was a very, very good football player, which obviously has proven out that he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
With Lanier in the middle, Stram moved Lynch to the outside, and both men became part of the best linebacking core in pro football. In the handling of talent, Hank Stram had a big advantage over many of his contemporaries. He was unhampered by racial prejudice. In 1969, the Chiefs started 8 African Americans on defense, a lineup that was unprecedented in pro football.
We don't particularly care what color he is, what nationality, what anything. The only concern we have is bringing them in with the idea of competing for our squad, and if they earned a right to be a member of our 40-man squad, then they're going to be here.
It was that type of attitude that embodied the Chiefs then and now. It all trickled down from Lamar Hunt's humility and his ability to think outside the lines. The team operated with that type of mentality during his leadership and right up to the time of his death in December of 2006. Hunt's passing in mid-December of that year left the franchise grief-stricken. He was remembered as a football visionary and a father figure to all who worked for him. A member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Hunt championed social change in a sport that he left stronger than he found it. That social change has echoed throughout this proud franchise. And although the team has seen its ups and downs, with the new year comes a new chapter in Chiefs history. There are new challenges ahead, new goals to be set, and new visions to be realized. The Chiefs look to you to continue that new history. And it will begin at an old, familiar place.
Welcome to Sunday.
Welcome to the main event.
Welcome to Smash Mouth.
To Chiefs style football.
Welcome to a place of legends.
Of honor.
To a place of memories.
Dawson and quarterback.
Otis Taylor, great move.
Christian, right side, touchdown, Kansas City. He's set right to it. Tom Montana has done it again.
Stoy on a bench for president.
Rush, he's sacked by Neil Smith.
Dante Hall, the human joystick. Priest Hall, touchdown, Kansas City.
Welcome to the toughest stadium in the NFL.
Welcome to the Sea of Red.
Welcome to the best fans in the NFL.
To the best fans.
The best fans.
The best fans in the NFL.
It's all you fans.
The best fans in the NFL.
This is our house.
Welcome to Arrowhead.